This is Ozarks at Large. A landfill and waste hauling company operated by the Ozark Mountain Regional Solid Waste District was shut down in late November after its long-embattled board voted to default on the landfill's revenue bond payments. As Ozark's Jacqueline Froelich reports, the default not only places district members at possible risk for financial liability, the abandoned facility poses an environmental hazard.
In Arkansas, we have 18 regional solid waste management districts regulated and monitored by the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality, charged with managing municipal and county solid waste recycling and illegal dumping. We also have 43 active landfills in Arkansas, but only three are permitted on the ecologically sensitive Ozark Highlands in Washington, Baxter, and Fulton counties. In late November, one of them, the Baxter County landfill, called Neighbors Landfill, was closed down. Neighbors was the realization of a vision for a centralized landfill and hauling service financed 7 years ago with municipal revenue bonds by the Ozark Mountain Regional Solid Waste District, which serves Baxter, Boone, Carroll, Marion, Newton, and Searcy counties, the most rugged real estate in Arkansas. But after struggling with a landfill, which was too ecologically complex and expensive to manage, the district board voted in early November to abandon it. We're at Methvin Sanitation Transfer Station on Harmon Road north of Harrison, which serves a five-county region. 5 days a week, garbage trucks pull in here to offload trash into large open trailers for transport to the local landfill. Methvin Sanitation had been hauling its solid waste 50 miles northeast to the now-defunct Baxter County Neighbors Landfill. Instead, haulers must drive twice the distance to a landfill northeast in Fulton County. Harrison Mayor Jeff Crockett, elected several years ago, has been chair of the Ozark Mountain Regional Solid Waste District since late 2011. He voted to default on Neighbors Landfill.
My thinking at that point in time was that there possibly was enough left to attract a management company that could successfully come in and possibly salvage the deal.
It all started 10 years ago when the district, then called the Northwest Arkansas Regional Solid Waste District, purchased the Baxter County Class 1 landfill, then operated by RLH Corporation near Mountain Home. Although the 20-year-old landfill had been plagued by chronic mismanagement, the board was confident it could make it work. But Mayor Jeff Crockett, a board freshman, said had he been there, he would have voted against the purchase.
Why would anybody in their right mind go into an environmental nightmare that had just been fined $250,000 and give them $8 million for it? We borrowed $12 million, and the $4 million difference was supposed to fix the problems. They've never touched the problems. The problems are all still there.
The $12 million was secured via revenue bonds, municipal bonds that finance income-producing projects rather than general obligation bonds, which are payable with public tax money. The district projected that if all district members complied with the so-called flow agreement to haul their waste to Neighbors, that revenue would help pay off the bond within 15 years. But Harrison Mayor Jeff Crockett said the board from the beginning was conflicted about how to operate it.
The board has been divided and has, over and over in the past, refused to agree on hiring a management company that was qualified to come in there and manage a landfill. The board has proved over the years that they are not qualified to manage a landfill.
Especially a landfill situated on sensitive karst terrain, which posed expensive ecological challenges, including groundwater contamination and methane gas emissions, all of which required mitigation and containment. ADEQ has issued several consent administrative orders against the district, warning certain landfill pits or cells were at or over capacity and more space is required. Monitoring wells also needed to be installed. As a consequence, the board had to raise the cost of using the landfill, so-called tipping fees, to cover expenses. Private haulers stopped using it. And amazingly, even members of the Ozark Mountain Regional Solid Waste District who own it chose to contract with less expensive landfills up in Missouri, Western Washington County, and even the Cherokee Nation in Oklahoma. Only Baxter and Boone County Waste Districts, Mountain Home and Harrison, continued to use Neighbors Landfill until it closed. Harrison Mayor Jeff Crockett said the Ozark Mountain Solid Waste District, in the end, failed to do the legwork to make neighbors profitable by enforcing in-district flow control and ensuring outside trash contracts.
And it's been several of the board members' opinions over the years that outside trash is worse than our trash, I guess.
Another thing that puzzles Mayor Crockett, again a Solid Waste District Board newcomer, is that the original RLH landfill had been appraised at $4.3 million, yet the district borrowed more than $12 million in revenue bonds.
In looking at these bonds, if I was an investor, they were pretty much junk bonds.
The district owes, according to the most recent audit, more than $11.2 million on the bonds, plus an additional $1.8 million in short-term debt and leases, some of which has since been paid down. Last spring, evidently seeing the writing on the wall, the Ozark Mountain Waste District Board attempted to sell the landfill. Several national waste management companies took a look, said Mayor Crockett, including Waste Management and Progressive Waste Solutions.
And all of them ran away.
Trash is a funny thing. None of us want it around. But those in the solid waste business know it can be incredibly lucrative if conditions are just right, says Bill Lord. He's former solid waste program coordinator for the Northwest Arkansas Economic Development District in Harrison, a contract administrator for the Ozark Mountain Solid Waste District. He was present in 2002 when the previous landfill owners, RLH, were looking to sell their impaired site.
So we saw this as a real plum. There was about 200 acres along with it. We realized that in the hands of a large waste management company, that they could bring in garbage from St. Louis, Chicago, anywhere that they wanted to. And you remember years ago, people tried to bring garbage in to Arkansas from New York City. So it was within the realm of possibility. We also knew that to own and operate a landfill and to have control over the end use of that material, that we could enhance recycling, we could enhance, make sure that the landfill was environmentally sound, environmentally safe.
Lord says because of its relationship with the Northwest Arkansas Economic Development District, the Regional Solid Waste Board was able to secure the necessary loans and revenue bonds for their project. He also pushed the board to hire a company to install a methane collection system and to contract with Santec Waste Services, based in Cleveland, Tennessee, to manage the landfill and hauling business.
They manage only public landfills. They don't own landfills. They don't own hauling companies. They only provide management services. They bring capital to the table. They have efficiencies of scale that we don't have. For example, they could have cut the construction costs quite a bit because they don't make any profit off the construction itself. They do it with their own people.
Santec, which manages landfill projects across a 9-state area, drew up a proposal. Board members from Baxter and Carroll counties blocked it to maintain local control. Baxter County Board Member Mountain Home Mayor Dave Osmond declined commenting for this report. In 2009, the Ozark Mountain Waste District terminated its contract with the Northwest Arkansas Economic Development District as well. Bill Lord, now a freelance consultant with Lord's Environmental, was dedicated, he said, to making the neighbor's acquisition a success.
Had we been able and allowed to continue, we would not even be in this situation right now. We would have had a management company with capital on the table that would have done it. We would have the environmental issues taken care of. The contamination issues would have been cleaned up, and we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
Bill Lord speculates that certain board members wanted the landfill to fail in order to sell it off and get out from under the bond obligation. But board members like Carroll County Waste District Director Phil Jackson and Berryville Mayor Tim McKinney deny this. Both men declined talking on tape. But Mayor McKinney, former Ozark Solid Waste District Chair, did say he supported the hiring of Santec Waste Services all along. In an attempt to salvage the mess, the Ozark Mountain Waste District Board voted in mid-December to have Cruz and Associates Investment Banking in Little Rock, the original revenue bond broker, along with the bond trustee, Bank of the Ozarks, and trustee council, push one last time for outside management or quick sale of a neighbor's landfill. A senior managing director at Cruz submitted a final plea to Santec Waste Services. Harrison Mayor Jeff Crockett read verbatim the angry response by Santec's director of development, David Klein.
I can't see any opportunity for Santec to take on an environmentally challenged and financially raped landfill that is closed We have reached out to this district board on too many occasions and offered plausible plans that have been totally disregarded and played against other proposers. Again, should my assumptions of the current status of neighbors be wrong, please advise me. Otherwise, as they say on the popular TV show Shark Tank, we're out.
How much the Ozark Mountain Waste District Board is currently seeking for the neighbor's landfill and hauling company has not been disclosed, nor do we know who's responsible for the $12 million in outstanding bonds and short-term debt on the operation. The bonds are not insured, according to a source with Cruz and Associates. The bondholders are a mix of private investors and financial institutions. Cruz and Associates declined talking on the record. An attorney representing several interested parties, as well as the Bank of the Ozarks, the trustee for the revenue bonds, did respond to a query for this report, but also said he could not comment at this time. The default is reportedly the first of its kind in this state of Arkansas. And who's responsible for the shuttered landfill? Late last year, the Ozark Mountain Solid Waste District Board requested that ADEQ take over the perpetual care of Neighbors Landfill. But in an email response for this report, ADEQ spokesperson Catherine Beninati said the district, as permit holder, will be held legally and financially responsible for the abandoned landfill's closure, as well as post-closure maintenance and monitoring. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.